美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目电视节目单元的终极课程。Will 和 Jane 在约会时聊天，谈到了 sitcom， 也就是 situation comedy， 情景喜剧。
Hey Winnie, have you ever watched any American sitcoms?
我以前啊看过 Friends， 六人行，这算是个 sitcom 吧。
That's right. Now let's see what sitcoms Will and Jane like to watch.
So Jane, I know that you like watching reality TV, but what about sitcoms?
I used to watch Friends religiously. I cried when it went off the air in 2004.
Oh yeah, Friends was a really popular sitcom. But wasn't it pretty unrealistic? None of the characters worked very often, but they had a huge apartment in New York City.
Who cares? Sitcoms are supposed to be funny. They're not supposed to be like real life.
原来啊 ，Jane 也是六人行的粉丝哎。他说的对 ，sitcom 追求的就是搞笑好玩，谁会在乎情节的真实性呢？哎，对了 ，Professor Jane 说他以前 watch Friends religiously， 这是什么意思啊
？It means she was very serious about watching the show.
哦，我明白了。如果做什么事情是本着 religiously 的态度呢，就表明啊你是雷打不动，一直在很认真的做。Jane 看六人行啊，一定是集集都看。他还说啊，2004年这个节目 went off the air， 停播的时候啊，他都哭了呢。
Exactly. Winnie, the opposite of off the air is on the air. You could say Friends was so popular that it was able to stay on the air for 10 seasons.
哦，off the air， 反义词呢，就是 on the air， 也就是播出的意思。
Why did you like Friends so much? Did you think it was really funny?
Yeah, it was really funny, but it also had a great storyline. All the different episodes were part of the same plot.
That's true. I also thought that the dialogue was really good, too.
Oh, yeah, the dialogue was great. I thought everything the characters said to one another was really funny.
So, Winnie, what did Jane like so much about Friends?
她说啊，六人行的 storyline, 故事情节特别好。每集的内容相互联系，让整个节目啊有 one plot， 一个完整的故事梗概。
That's right. But Will has a different reason for liking the show, right?
对 ，Will 喜欢里面的 dialogue 对话，他觉得啊这些对话特别好玩。
The other thing that made Friends so good was the cast. All the actors were perfect for their characters.
Oh yeah, the casting was really great.The actor who played Ross did a great job. He was hilarious.
Really? I didn't think he was the funniest. My favorite character was Joey.
Joey was pretty good, but not as funny as Ross. And the relationship between Ross and Rachel was really romantic, too.
It was kind of romantic, but it got old.
Will 和 Jane 都觉得六人行的 cast, 演员阵容啊选得很好。
That's right.But what does Will say about the relationship between Ross and Rachel on the show?
Will 说 Ross 和 Rachel 的恋爱的确挺浪漫的，可是后来就 got old 了。Professor, 这是不是说啊，这些情节老演老演就变得没劲儿了？
Right. It means the plot lost its original appeal because it is too long or gets repeated too many times. For example, when I first heard Craig's joke, I thought it was funny.But after he told it 10 times, it got old.
What about you, Will? Do you like sitcoms?
Not anymore. Ever since the series finale of Friends, I haven't found any other sitcoms that I really like.
Really? So what kind of programs do you watch on TV now?
Lately, I've gotten really into more serious shows, like crime dramas.
Huh? 自从六人行的 series finale, 大结局播完以后, Will 就再没找到好看的 sitcom.
That's right.Winnie, you can use the word finale in other contexts. For example, at the end of the Olympics, there is always a big finale with lots of fireworks.
奥运会的闭幕式啊，也可以叫 finale. Will 说他现在喜欢看 crime dramas. 这又是什么节目呢？
Listen next time to find out.
这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，下次再见。
Hi, I'm Max.
Hello, my name is Kathy.
Welcome to New Dynamic English.
听众朋友们好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听新动态英语。
New Dynamic English is a basic English language course and an introduction to American people and culture. Today's unit is, Where do you live?
新动态英语是一套以美国人和美国文化为题材的美国英语基础课程，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。今天这一课的题目是你住在哪儿，这一课主要谈论住房和生活情况。我们还要学习26个英文字母和拼字，我们会听到这样一句话，
How do you spell that?
这个字怎么拼？
How do you spell that?
首先请听 Kathy 和 Max 的对话，介绍今天的采访嘉宾。
Hi Kathy, how are you today?
Oh, not bad. And you?
I'm fine, thanks. Who do we have with us today?
Today we'll be talking with Henry Thornton. Mr. Thornton is a businessman.
Thornton, how do you spell that?
It's T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N.
I see. Thornton.
That's right.
对话中提到的 Thornton 先生是做什么工作的呢？我们再听一遍。
Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
Oh, not bad. And you?
I'm fine, thanks. Who do we have with us today?
Today we'll be talking with Henry Thornton. Mr. Thornton is a businessman.
Thornton, how do you spell that?
It's T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N.
I see. Thornton.
That's right.
The alphabet.
字母表
Listen and repeat.
下面请大家跟着 Max 念着26个字母
A.B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R,S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Interview.
访谈时间。接下来我们要采访的 Thornton 先生是一位工商界人士，他开了一个公司，自己当总裁。下面是访谈中用到的一些词语
A businessman
商人工商界人士
A businessman
这个词是这样拼的 B-U-S-I-N-E-S S-M-A-N
A company
公司
A company
这个词是这样拼的C O M P A N Y
A company president
公司总裁我们学习过总统也叫 president
Who do you work for?
你给哪个公司做事你给谁做事
I have my own company
我有我自己的公司我自己开公司
Where is your company located?
你的公司在什么地方？现在我们来听这次访谈。
Now it's time for today's interview. Our guest today is Henry Thornton. Good morning, Mr. Thornton.
Good morning, Kathy.
Mr. Thornton, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes?
What do you do?
What do I do? I'm a businessman.
Where do you work? I mean, who do you work for?
I work for myself. I have my own company.
What's the name of your company?
It's Titanic Limited.
Titanic? How do you spell that?
T-I-T-A-N-I-C. Like the ship.
What do you do?
What do I do? I'm the president.
The president?
Yes, I'm the president of my company.
Where is your company located?
It's in Seattle.
Do you live in Seattle?
Yes, I do.
With your family?
Well, my mother and father live in Seattle, but I don't live with them.
Where do you live?
I live in a large house, a very expensive house.
I see. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our guest is Henry Thornton. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Henry Thornton 的工作、家庭等很多内容。Thornton 先生自己开了一家公司，这个公司的名字很有意思。他的公司叫什么？他住在哪个城市？他是和父母住在一起的吗？我们再听一遍。
Now it's time for today's interview. Our guest today is Henry Thornton. Good morning, Mr. Thornton.
Good morning, Kathy.
Mr. Thornton.I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes?
What do you do?
What do I do? I'm a businessman.
Where do you work? I mean, who do you work for?
I work for myself. I have my own company.
What's the name of your company?
It's Titanic Limited.
Titanic? How do you spell that?
T-I-T-A-N-I-C. Like the ship.
What do you do?
What do I do? I'm the president.
The president?
Yes, I'm the president of my company.
Where is your company located?
It's in Seattle.
Do you live in Seattle?
Yes, I do.
With your family?
Well, my mother and father live in Seattle, but I don't live with them.
Where do you live?
I live in a large house, a very expensive house.
I see. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our guest is Henry Thornton. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Henry 的公司叫 Titanic Limited， 就是泰坦尼克号的那个 Titanic Limited， 就是有限公司的意思。这个词用在公司名称中的时候，常常缩写成 LTD。
Listen，
下面请大家跟着我们重复。
His name is Henry Thornton.
How do you spell Henry?
It's H-E-N-R-Y, Henry.
How do you spell Thornton?
T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N, Thornton. Her name is Sarah Scott.
How do you spell Sarah?
It's S-A-R-A, Sarah.
How do you spell Scott?
It's S-C-O-T-T.Scott.
Telephone.
听众电话。听众打电话来向 Thornton 先生提问题。我们将了解到 Thornton 先生还没有结婚，也没有女朋友。请注意，在美国的实际生活中，陌生人之间交谈的时候，都尽量不涉及对方的私生活，例如，是否已经结婚，挣多少钱等等。下面请听电话问答。
We're back with our guest, Henry Thornton. Mr. Thornton is a businessman from Seattle. Let's take a call. Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello, my name is Susan. I'm from Boston. I have a question for Mr. Thornton.
Yes, go ahead.
Are you married?
Excuse me?
Are you married?
No, no, I'm not.
Do you live alone?
Yes, I do.
No wife? No girlfriend?
That's right. But I do have a lot of money.
Well, good luck.
Thank you for calling. Mr. Thornton, thank you for being a guest on our show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's take a short break.
我们再听一遍 Henry 和这位女听众的对话。
We're back with our guest, Henry Thornton. Mr. Thornton is a businessman from Seattle. Let's take a call.
Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello, my name is Susan. I'm from Boston. I have a question for Mr. Thornton.
Yes, go ahead.
Are you married?
Excuse me?
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Do you live alone?
Yes, I do.
No wife? No girlfriend?
That's right, but I do have a lot of money.
Well, good luck.
Thank you for calling. Mr. Thornton, thank you for being a guest on our show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's take a short break.
Listen and answer. Sarah Scott or Henry Thornton?
问答练习。是 Sarah Scott 还是 Henry Thornton?
Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
请大家先听提问，等铃声响了以后，根据上面绘画的内容回答，然后再听 Max 是怎样回答的。
Who lives in Seattle? Henry Thornton lives in Seattle. Who lives in Chicago? Sarah Scott lives in Chicago. Who lives in an apartment? Sarah Scott lives in an apartment. Who lives in a house? Henry Thornton lives in a house. Who lives alone? Henry Thornton lives alone. Who lives with her sister? Sarah Scott lives with her sister.
Daily Dialogue at a Party Part 3
每日对话今天的题目是在一次社交聚会上第三部分在对话中会谈到 Tina 住在华盛顿的一所不大的私人住宅里
Listen to the conversation
现在请听这次对话
Ooh, who's she?
Oh, that's Tina Harrison
Is she married?
No, she isn't
Really? What does she do?
She's a lawyer.
Where does she work?
At Ford McKenzie.
Oh, that's a big firm. Where does she live?
She lives here in Washington.
In an apartment?
No, she has a small house.
Really? I'd like to meet her.
这位男士看来很想认识 Tina Harrison. 我们再听听这段对话。
Ooh, who's she?
Oh, that's Tina Harrison.
Is she married?
No, she isn't.
Really? What does she do?
She's a lawyer.
Where does she work?
At Ford McKenzie.
Oh, that's a big firm. Where does she live?
She lives here in Washington.
In an apartment?
No, she has a small house.
Really? I'd like to meet her.
Listen and repeat.
下面请跟着我们重复。
Where does she live?
She lives here in Washington.
In an apartment?
No, she has a small house.
Really? I'd like to meet her.
Question of the week.
每周一问，请大家注意听。
This week's question is what do they do? Listen carefully. What do they do? We'll have the answer on the next show.
Person number one.
I work very hard, but my salary isn't very high. I have 30 students in my class. I work in a school. I teach French.
What does she do?
Person number two.
I really love my job.I like helping sick people. I work in a hospital, but I'm not a doctor.
What does he do?
Person number three.
I like my passengers. Sometimes my work is boring. I drive on the same streets every day. I drive a bus,
What does she do? We'll answer these questions on our next show.
今天的问题是，这几个人的职业分别是什么？我们将在下星期的节目中提供答案。
A question for you.
下面我们要问听众朋友一个问题。
Now here's a question for you.
Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
请大家在听到铃声以后回答。
Where do you live? Ah, I see. Thanks.
Max 问你住在哪里？我能再听听你的答案吗？好，下面我们来复习今天学过的主要内容。今天这一课主要谈论住房和生活情况，继续学习使用动词 live， 还有26个英文字母和拼字。这一课我们还学会了说
How do you spell that?
这个字怎么拼
How do you spell that?
首先请听 Cathy 和 Max 的对话。
Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
Oh, not bad. And you?
I'm fine, thanks. Who do we have with us today?
Today we'll be talking with Henry Thornton. Mr. Thornton is a businessman.
Thornton, how do you spell that?
It's T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N.
I see. Thornton.
That's right.
接下来请听 Kathy 采访 Thornton 先生。
Now it's time for today's interview. Our guest today is Henry Thornton. Good morning, Mr. Thornton.
Good morning, Kathy.
Mr. Thornton, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes?
What do you do?
What do I do? I'm a businessman.
Where do you work? I mean, who do you work for?
I work for myself. I have my own company.
What's the name of your company?
It's Titanic Limited.
Titanic? How do you spell that?
T-I-T-A-N-I-C. Like the ship.
What do you do?
What do I do? I'm the president.
The president?
Yes, I'm the president of my company.
Where is your company located?
It's in Seattle.
Do you live in Seattle?
Yes, I do.
With your family?
Well, my mother and father live in Seattle, but I don't live with them.
Where do you live?
I live in a large house, a very expensive house.
I see. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our guest is Henry Thornton. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English. We're back with our guest, Henry Thornton.Mr. Thornton is a businessman from Seattle. Let's take a call. Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello, my name is Susan. I'm from Boston. I have a question for Mr. Thornton.
Yes, go ahead.
Are you married?
Excuse me?
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Do you live alone?
Yes, I do.
No wife? No girlfriend?
That's right, but I do have a lot of money.
Well, good luck.
Thank you for calling. Mr. Thornton, thank you for being a guest on our show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's take a short break.
每日对话，在一次社交聚会上，第三部分。
Ooh, who's she?
Oh, that's Tina Harrison.
Is she married?
No, she isn't.
Really? What does she do?
She's a lawyer.
Where does she work?
At Ford McKenzie.
Oh, that's a big firm. Where does she live?
She lives here in Washington.
In an apartment?
No, she has a small house.
Really? I'd like to meet her.
各位听众，在今天的这一课结束之前，我们还要播送 Cathy 和 Max 还有他们的同事们在播音室里的一段对话，让大家从中了解美国的日常生活和日常用语。今天的话题还是那个神秘的电话。下面是我们要听到的几个词句。Brother, 兄弟。 这个词的拼法是 B R O T H E R。
I have a meeting.
我要参加一个会议。下面请听对话。
And we're off the air. Good show.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for coming in, Mr. Thornton.
My pleasure. Oh, I have to go. I have a meeting. I'm already late.
Well, take care. And thanks again. He was an interesting fellow.
Yes, he certainly was.
By the way, did that man ever call you back?
Yes, he did. He called back last night, and it was really strange.
Who was it?
It was my brother.
Your brother? I didn't know you had a brother.
Neither did I. I don't have a brother.
Kathy 对于那个神秘的电话还是念念不忘。Max 告诉 Kathy, 那个人昨天晚上又给他打电话,而且自称是他的兄弟。可是据他自己所知,他根本就没有兄弟。看来事情越来越复杂了。我们再听一遍对话。
And we're off the air. Good show.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for coming in, Mr. Thornton.
My pleasure. Oh, I have to go. I have a meeting. I'm already late.
Well, take care. And thanks again.He was an interesting fellow.
Yes, he certainly was.
By the way, did that man ever call you back?
Yes, he did. He called back last night, and it was really strange.
Who was it?
It was my brother.
Your brother? I didn't know you had a brother.
Neither did I. I don't have a brother.
各位听众，我们今天的新动态英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听，再见。
Well, our time is up.So until next time, this is Kathy.
And this is Max.
Good luck in your English studies.
Goodbye.
For further study, a new Dynamic English Study Kit is available from your local bookstore.
America 之音继续为您播送中文节目。
美国之音免费中文热线电话留言，每天开通18小时，从北京时间晚上12点到下午6点之间，您随时随地可以拿起电话给我们留言。
我是从辽宁，我姓陈。
你好，我是山东淄博的，我叫徐良。
美国之音你好。
中国大陆的听众请先拨1081，然后是866-837-5161，这个时候您会听到。接着播16，您会听到。
欢迎您的留言，也请告诉我们您的姓氏和居住的省份。如果您愿意，请留下电邮地址或电话号码。好，请在信号以后开始留言。
每次留言的时间请不要超过2分钟。不论是提问题、提建议，还是点评时事，我们都非常欢迎。要不您现在就拿起电话试一试。你知道什么是
home run，
什么是
slam dunk，
什么是
out of bounds？
答案只有一个，美国之音体育美语，北京时间星期五和星期一晚上6点半。
Wow， Yang Chen， you're on fire。
为了帮助学习，新动态英语备有课本和录音带，整套学习辅导材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。